T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The band is OK Go. And OK Go is your AOTD.
Hi, my people.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Loved having Michael Mackey in, but always miss your face. How was Florida?
It was 83 degrees.
I'll be knowing that soon enough.
Yeah, we got off the plane and I was like, God, I missed home. But
you didn't miss it that much.
When is this going to go away?
It never ended.
It's February.
I know. Oh, by the way, it's February 11th. Mm-hmm. A very quick happy birthday to St. Margaret of Shawnee.
Oh, yep. Happy birthday. Yep. Yep. That's lovely. That is lovely. Now, we had a good time. Huge congratulations to all of the teams that went down for Nationals. Blue Valley North's varsity team.
Now, this is cheerleading.
Cheerleading placed third in the country.
Now, do they do
at
this?
Nationals.
Is this like competitive cheer?
It is competitive cheer. They placed third. Our JV team, who also won state, also went. So both teams won state, respectively, went. JV took eighth. Varsity took third.
Is this the stuff you see on ESPN?
It's the stuff you see on ESPN. And I had never been to the ESPN Wide World of Sports arena. Wow.
In Orlando?
Is that right? Yeah. I was asking around, like, what else do they have here? It's the size of Arrowhead and Kauffman combined.
Oh, please.
It is huge.
Oh, stop. Arrowhead holds 70,000 people.
It is huge. It's a compound of buildings.
Okay.
On the Disney campus. And we did not go to Disney, by the way. But
I can't believe you didn't go to the beach.
I don't know that there is a beach in Orlando, is
there? No, there isn't, but there is in Florida. In fact, it's surrounded by them.
The water is still very cold. Not that I'm complaining. You know, it's February. So we just...
We're going to Miami in March.
We did some other touristy stuff.
It's 79 degrees in Miami right now.
Yeah,
and
no,
sunny.
I know. We just left. It was nice. Mm.
I can't believe you didn't go to the beach.
I played golf 3 days.
Okay. You couldn't...
No.
...spare a minute to run over to the beach
No.
and just say hi to the ocean for me till
Nope.
tell her I'll be there in just a minute?
Nope.
Okay.
Saw a couple babbling brooks.
Did you really play golf 3 days in a row?
I did.
Doesn't that seem like a waste of a trip?
No. God, it was fabulous. And in fact, do you know who we accidentally got paired up with yesterday? Because it's a crapshoot when you go to these resort courses. You never know what you're going to get.
I have no idea.
Like, you could get the most awful 75-year-old guy who hates women you've ever met in your life.
Right.
Or you could get the guy that we got yesterday.
Okay. Who'd you get?
And so they pair us up. They're like, nice to meet you. Dana, you're playing with Vince. Vince, this is Dana. I'm like, let's go. Let's do this thing. And we get to talk, and he says, where are you from? I said, I'm from Kansas City.
Yeah.
Everywhere we went, by the way, when people would find out or see that we were from Kansas City, they wanted to talk about one
Patrick
thing
Mahomes.
And one thing only. People are crazy for the Chiefs. I said, yeah, I know he's ours. So he asked, where are you from? I said, I'm from Kansas City, and he smiled. And he said, my brother is there. I said, oh, that's cool. Kind of left it at that.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit later, more small talk. And I said, so where is your brother specifically? He said, well, he's on vacation now, but he actually plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I go, what? What?
Oh my God. Death.
So he knows Patrick Mahomes? I didn't say that, but I thought that.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what? What a great team. What a great ambassador for our town. You know, Our hearts are still a little, we're nursing some wounds here. Don't ask me about the coin toss. You'll never hear the end of it.
So the guy's name is what?
The guy's name was Vince Fuller.
Yes.
He is the brother of Kendall Fuller of the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Vince, the most humble, kind man I have met in a while.
Kendall?
Yes.
Was drafted by the Washington Redskins in the 2016 draft.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a big deal.
is an American football cornerback for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's right.
So what are the odds that I'm paired with the brother of a Kansas City Chiefs player? Well, what Vince fails to mention, because I put it on Twitter that, hey, you
is know, that he's also a shout football out to Chiefs or former Nation. Football player.
He fails to mention he also played. And I didn't want to be the person that went, oh, did you play too? And then, you know, there's no right. way to ask that. And right. he was also very tall and very thin.
Uh-huh.
Very tall. And I also didn't want to be the person like, did you play basketball? You know, I'm not going to say that either.
Right.
So I didn't ask him what he did. All three of the boys, or three of the boys in that family, played professional football. The third brother plays for the Browns.
The Bears.
Whatever. Okay. Starts with a B. What are the odds that all three of them played in the NFL?
So you played golf with Vince Fuller.
Yes.
Formerly of the Tennessee Titans.
Of the Tennessee Titans.
Huh. Nice guy?
Oh, my gosh. He could not have been nicer.
Good player?
Very good. Yeah.
Really?
He was salty. Very good.
He was what?
He was good.
What does salty mean?
Oh, he was good. He was good.
Is that a golf term that I'm not familiar with?
He was very...
Like,
you
if
knew,
you're a good player...
He knew what he was doing.
Or did you just throw out a word and now you're trying to walk it back a little
he
bit?
He knew what he was doing.
So if you're a good player in golf, you're salty?
A little salty. Now watch out for
what?
That one. He's good. We had a blast. But when we left, I'm like, who was he again? And then my daughter found him online. She goes,
did you get a picture?
I think he played football too. He's got a blue check mark.
Did you get a picture with him?
Yeah. Super nice guy.
Because I'm not going to believe you if you don't show me a picture.
No, I totally got a picture with him. Because I said, hey, we'll do a little shout out to Chiefs Kingdom, not realizing he's a Tennessee Titan.
Well, yeah, that's him all right.
Yeah. So, good time. Glad
so
to be back,
you had a good
though.
Trip.
Good trip. Glad
everything
to be back.
Everything was good. You didn't miss anything.
I know.
The weather here sucked.
I looked at the headline and it was all weather.
Oh, it was terrible.
It's bad.
Yeah. What do you want to tackle first? No pun intended.
Did you just say tackle first,
yeah.
really? I don't know.
You want to do the Lisa Benson story?
Oh!
Got it right here.
You know, I'm out at dinner last night. I saw the headline that this case has been decided.
Yeah. A former Kansas City TV news reporter wrote on Facebook this weekend that she feels vindicated after a federal jury verdict found that she was wrongfully fired. Lisa Benson, former reporter at KSHB Channel 41, was awarded $201,000 on her claim that the station retaliated against her. The jury sided with Benson in finding that she was wrongfully fired for sharing an article on her Facebook page, but sided with the station on the separate claim that she had been denied promotions because of racial discrimination.
So if you remember, she brought mm-hmm. this big old lawsuit yep. over race discrimination. This jury split the verdict. They said there was no racial discrimination, but yeah, they retaliated against you when they let you go.
Because of something you had posted on Facebook.
Correct.
Now, do you remember what she had posted on Facebook? I don't recall. It's probably in the story
yeah,
here somewhere.
Yeah, if you told me, I'd go, yeah, that sounds right.
Ah, here it is. The article that Benson posted was published in the Guardian UK newspaper with the headline, "How White Women Use Strategic Tears to Silence Women of Color." By the way, if I say the name Cooper, that's her legal last name. Lisa Benson is what she went by on the air. Cooper was suspended after several of her white colleagues at 41 complained about it to management. Now, what does that tell you? That other reporters went to management to complain about a Facebook post. That tells me nobody liked her at the TV station.
Would you go into your boss and say, I saw Kara put something on
no.
Facebook and it doesn't make me very happy?
No, I would go to Kara.
No.
And say, are you sure you want to put that on Facebook?
And even then, would you do it?
No.
I wouldn't either. Right. I would say, look, not my choice.
Not my dog.
Not my monkey, not my circus is mm-hmm. always what I say.
Mm-hmm. No. I've seen you put stuff on Twitter. I'm like, ooh.
Me?
Yeah, you.
No!
Yeah, like when Whitney Houston died.
Okay, now wait.
And you said something about the family should avoid hygiene?
No, that is not what I said. Dionne Warwick slipped in the shower. That was right after Whitney Houston died. And after her daughter
and
was
you
found
said
in
something
a
about and Dionne Warwick and Whitney Houston are related.
I said, what is the deal with this family
and
hygiene?
No, you said, what is up with this family and hygiene?
I said, sponge bath, people. 3-in-1 family, Scott. Come on.
It's bad.
The odds are astronomical. But it would happen to 3 people in one family.
You put that on Twitter, and I didn't say a word. I just let it go. I'm like, well, not my dog, not my fight. Mm-mm. I ain't getting involved in that. Now, the second I saw it on Twitter, I was like, oh, damn. Damn. But I just looked at it and said, not my dog and not my fight.
I would not go to management and complain about a post unless it was extremely offensive. You know, something that is so offensive,
like
over
N-word
the top.
Offensive.
Like C-word is what I'm, because I'm a woman, is what I'm thinking. Yes. If someone in this building, specifically on this side, I would go to you first. I would be like, I think somebody's been drinking and getting on the Twitter. That's probably how I would handle it. But no, I wouldn't go to management and say, I'm bothered by this.
The jury rejected the law. This is from Benson's attorney, Dennis Egan. The jury rejected the lies that they were telling about her. She feels she received validation from the jury's verdict. Doesn't a company, with all due respect to Lisa Benson, I don't know her from Adam. I think we've met maybe once or twice. Doesn't a company have the right to fire you based on what you put on Facebook or Twitter if they don't like it?
Yes.
But this jury awarded her $200,000.
Yes, they cannot fire you out of retaliation for something else like the lawsuit. Well, she's gone. That's it. Last straw. You've got to.
But she filed the lawsuit after she was. She filed the lawsuit because she claimed that she, while she was still employed,
was being discriminated
against.
That's
right, because of her race.
So you've got to be. Anyone will tell you this in management. You have to be very careful when you go to fire somebody. Why are you firing them? For real? Mm-hmm. Do they have a file this thick? And any jury would look at that and be like, well, yeah, she got written up 26 times.
Right.
Or is there nothing in the file and you're just miffed that she filed this lawsuit? I have another question, Scott.
What's that?
She was, quote, awarded $200,000. The attorney takes half. She will walk away with $100,000 and never work in this town again.
She'll never work in this industry again.
Is this worth it? Some people would say yes. You have to stand up for what you believe in.
Okay.
You have to stand up and fight the man. I get it. I think other people in a very difficult business will look at this and say, she has won the battle. She has lost the war.
I'll guarantee you, she's looked into her last TV camera.
Correct. It's certainly here, it's unlikely she would be hired again.
And anywhere.
So then was it worth it for $100,000?
5767798. By the way, is that taxable?
No.
It's not? A jury award is not taxable?
I believe settlement money is free money.
576-7798, 576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ. Are you a Valentine's Day pro? I am. I am now because I go with Pro Flowers. Have for years. ProFlowers.com. And this year, you can order like a pro with Pro Flowers. I absolutely love ProFlowers.com. They offer so many beautiful Valentine's Day bouquets for you to choose from. They're freshly cut, carefully packaged, express delivered. It means that their flowers arrive in perfect condition. I can tell you that because I know. They make it easy to order like a pro and find the perfect bouquet at the perfect price with a 7-day freshness guarantee. So this Valentine's Day, and it's right around the corner, by the way, 3 days away, let the pros at Pro Flowers handle the details. Valentine's Day is just days away, but Pro Flowers has you covered with an amazing deal on roses. Right now, you can get 1 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com today. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter the code word PARKS to get this limited-time offer. That's roses for just $19.99 at proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, enter the code word PARKS, but make sure that you order Pro Flowers from proflowers.com today.
Let the midnight special not special. Shine a light on me. Let the midnight special.
It says here that Lisa Benson was awarded $26,000 in actual damages.
Okay.
$175,000 in punitive damages, so to punish Channel 41. The attorneys, her attorneys, had asked for $8 to $10 million.
Well, that's never happening in any newsroom. That's never happening. Here's the thing with these types of lawsuits. Take her out of it. If you are going to sue for any type of discrimination, okay, and that could be because I'm a woman, because I'm a minority, any type of discrimination.
I'm over the age of 50.
I'm over the age of 50. Any of those things. How many of those cases actually make it all the way to trial? And of those, how many are won? And Scott, the percentage is ridiculous. Ridiculously low. And do you know why? It's not because discrimination doesn't happen in the workplace.
You have to prove it.
You have to prove it. So short of having, you know, you subpoena the email server and all of the files of all of the managers.
Sure.
Short of having actual emails between managers saying horrible things about her race and gender, which in most cases you are never going to have physical paper evidence of discrimination. Short of having that, these cases are notoriously impossible to win. I'm going to go with the word impossible. And so I think before you bring a lawsuit like this, you have to sit down and say, okay, how important is it to me that I right what I perceive to be this wrong? Mm-hmm. You have to look at the risk associated with moving forward with that lawsuit. What is the risk? What is the reward? Statistically, what is the reward?
See, what I'd be curious to find out, and I think with the Lisa Benson story from 41, you and I are almost too close to the forest to see the trees. You and I both know Lisa Benson will never work in TV again in this town.
Probably not.
It's highly not. Very, very unlikely.
Because there's 2,000 other people lined up right behind her to take a job like that.
And for less money. And she now has what would be deemed in the business, fair or unfair, baggage. But I wonder, is it like this? And I've only known the radio business all of my professional career. I've never had, knock on wood, another job. Okay? But let's say you're a realtor and you work for Reese and Nichols or, you know, Block or whomever. You sue your employer for whatever reason. You end up winning part of the lawsuit. Are you ever going to sell real estate again in Kansas City? You work for the Kansas City Chiefs, and you have like a promotion department job. You sue the Chiefs, and you win part of the lawsuit. Are you now unable to get a job with the Royals or the Mavericks or Sporting or KU or MU or K-State?
I think it helps if you win. I think if you bring a lawsuit and you win.
I think that hurts you even more.
Yes, I think in this day and age, any job you get, one of the first things they're going to do is Google you.
Right.
And as soon as it comes up that you sued your last employer, whether you won or not, they're going to go, yeah, no thanks.
But if someone like this,
I don't care what you do.
If someone like this, though, Rod, here's the exception, can find a boss who has been through this, who can say, hey, I applaud you.
How many people sue their own employer?
I applaud you for going through it. I went through it. I didn't sue, but I was discriminated against. If you can find a boss like that who will say,
I think you're looking through rose-colored
glasses. I've been down that road. I want you to come work here. Then maybe you could find another job.
Did you just get off a flight from Florida or Colorado? Because you're high. 576-7798. Newsroom, here is Rebecca Crockett.
A disgraced former Chiefs player has found a new team. More next.
The flowers are great, and every woman would tell you they expect flowers on Valentine's Day. Take it the extra step. Go with Cherry's Berries. We just ordered Cherry's Berries a couple of weeks ago, ordered another batch 2 weeks ago, and another batch last week. That's how much they are loved in our house. You can never go wrong with their signature dipped Valentine's strawberries, dipped in milk, dark, or white chocolatey goodness. For any discerning palate, she's going to fall in love with every bite. Topped with decadent toppings like chocolate chips, heart and glitter sprinkles, always fresh, always tasty, and always worth the wait. The perfect companion for a candlelight dinner, a bouquet of flowers, maybe even a night on the town. And with Sherry's Berries, they always arrive fresh with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they'll ship anywhere in the country. Valentine's Day is just days away. So send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams. Starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now and make this Valentine's really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more, shipped with your Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and make sure you enter the code word PARKS at checkout. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone, enter the code word PARKS, but order Sherry's Berries today.
2:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Rebecca Crockett. The Cleveland Browns have signed Kareem Hunt. Hunt was seen on a video kicking a woman at a hotel. He wasn't arrested and no charges were filed, but the video led to the Chiefs to cut him from the team. Browns GM John Dorsey released a statement that said they didn't make the decision lightly, but decided to sign him because Kareem took full responsibility for his actions and is undergoing professional treatment. California's governor is pulling his state's National Guard troops off the border mission.
Governor Gavin Newsom, a Democrat who's critical of the Trump administration's border effort, says he wants California's National Guard troops to be working on efforts that impact Californians, primarily battling drugs and preventing wildfires. He's expected to reassign the troops to handle those efforts, but it comes as a deal to put National Guard troops on the border was expiring anyway.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. We'll take a look at traffic and weather together next.
Dana Wright here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. You know, I was hanging out with a bunch of ladies over the last 4 or 5 days, and two of them said to me, "Where did you get that necklace?" That is my mother's necklace, and Scott and Steve made that for me. Actually, when our oldest moved off to college, I went in and said, "Look, I kind of want something that represents the children, and can you help me design that?" And remember, that's what they do. They will sit down with you, and even on a napkin if you want, design something for you and sell it directly to you. They are wholesalers, and that also means you are going to save buckets of money when you go that route. They will design something for you, sell it directly to you. I have sent all of my girlfriends to Scott and Steve. You want earrings, necklace, watch, bracelet, does not matter. Engagement ring, diamond engagement rings of all shapes, sizes, and types. Ask for Scott and Steve by private appointment only. Let them sit down with you and show you what they can do for you and how much money you're going to save. 913-660-9609 for your private appointment. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Frontal system still pushing through the Kansas City metro. Temperatures have been climbing above the freezing mark. We should hit the mid to upper 30s through the afternoon time. So a cold rain in here, areas of fog, giving us reduced visibility. The rain around this evening, and then as the night goes on, temperatures begin to fall to the upper 20s. We're going to taper off that rain to drizzle, and eventually some freezing drizzle will be in place as well, giving us some slick conditions. Rapid clearing as our Tuesday goes on, the high back to the upper 30s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
33 at KCI, 34 in Olathe, and 34 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Rebecca Crockett, News 98.1, KMBZ.
Maybe I don't act the way I used to, cause I don't feel the same about you. In fact, that's a lie. I want you. Race through sound check just to meet you on your fag break. You
Catfish and the Bottlemen. I like the guy. I'm gonna have to challenge him on this. Tamba Ali. You know the name, right? Former Chiefs great. Tamba Ali is going through his first fall and winter without playing professional football since joining the Chiefs in 2006. Ali, the former Chiefs linebacker, is continuing his music career.
Okay.
And hinted on social media that he would be open to returning to Kansas City someday, maybe even as a coach. As for his life, though, in Overland Park, well, Tamba Ali doesn't seem content. Now, why is he not content, you might be asking? On Sunday, Tamba Ali tweeted about his dealings with some of his neighbors, indicating that relations have not been pleasant, and that he believes the reason is because he is black. And there's the first eye roll from the other side of the glass.
Now, read his tweet, because this is interesting. He starts out by saying, I'll say life after football's eye-opening.
He says, I'll say, that's right, you just took my next line. Ali then tweeted, I'm not sure if it's racist. I'm black, by the way. And the only black person in the cul-de-sac. I made efforts to wave or say hi. Shockingly, these folks who are not black people refuse to say hi, except my, all caps, Jewish neighbors. He added, I've lived here for 14 years. Tamba Ali said his neighbors have entered his property to ensure that his vehicles have updated tags.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
I find that hard to believe.
Neighbors have entered his property to ensure his vehicles have updated tags. He tweeted 2 months ago, another neighbor made their effort to come in my yard, check my cars, and find out which one isn't registered, then went to some code office and reported that a car was not registered in my driveway. Hashtag petty. I believe that all day long.
I don't believe that for
a second. I do. And this has nothing to do with the fact that he's black. I'm telling you it doesn't. He lives next to jerks.
Here's the best way to get your butt whipped. Go into the yard of a former Chiefs linebacker and look at the back of their car. Then when they come out, you can tell them that you're racist and that's why you don't wave, and then they will crush your brain in. I don't know how to tell Tamba Ali this, but sir, respectfully submitted, please don't hurt me. Not that you would, but you're a much bigger man than I am and a better man. Most people don't talk to their neighbors anymore. That's just the way it
is. Okay, that you just hit the nail on the head.
They're not racist. They're human.
When Scott first told me about this, I go, how many people really talk to their neighbors? And most people listening will say no, unless. Here's the big unless. Unless you have a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old, and you live on a cul-de-sac with a bunch of other people that have a 5-year-old, 3-year-old, and 1-year-old. That's when you see everybody out. They let the toddlers drive their little, you know, scooters and things in the cul-de-sac and in the driveways. Those people tend to bond over the shared experience that we can't leave the house. We have no life. We have young children.
After Bill and Linda moved out next door,
do you wave at anybody?
I say hi as I'm going into my house. Like, all right, so Bill and Linda, those were two neighbors that I got to know very well, and we were friends. But I've lived in my house in Roland Park for 10 years. I can tell you the names of the people around me because when they moved in, I went to go say hi, but I never see them again. Jeremy moved in on the other side of me, opposite Bill and Linda's house. Moved in about a year ago.
Okay.
I said hello to him and went over and greeted him the day he moved in. I have not really spoken to Jeremy since, except one day when he was out shoveling his driveway with a dirt shovel.
Yes.
And I went over and I said, Jeremy, would you like to borrow my snow shovel?
Yes.
And he said, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Then, wait, here's how bad neighbor relations have gotten for me. He got himself a new dog. This dog likes to bark. And he was letting this dog out early in the morning. And it was waking up the girls. Do you know how I addressed the issue? I wrote him a note.
Oh!
Yeah. I wrote, Jeremy, and I opened it. You know, I always believe in pat on the back before you kick in the ass, you know?
Yeah.
I wrote, Jeremy, so great to have you here in the neighborhood.
Dot, 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 however.
However. You know, and I said, and I too, I wrote, so great to have you in the neighborhood.
Dot, dot, dot.
Which I don't believe, actually, because his yard looks like crap. And I remember the first time I got a dog, too. However, letting your dog out at 6:30 in the morning to go incessantly barking and waking up my kids is not going to work. If you let the dog out that early and it starts to bark, would you please let it in?
Right.
Or wait a couple of hours.
Did you get a reply, and did let, you?
He's not letting the dog out early in the morning
anymore.
Okay,
well, there you go.
But I didn't have the guts. I didn't have the stones to go talk to my own neighbor.
I had not talked to one of my neighbors in probably 3 years, 2 years, something like that. Again, because our children are now older, until this horrible last round of snowstorm that brought down all the trees. And I was out shoveling and he was out shoveling. And I'm like, oh, this is terrible. And he's like, I know. I'm like, how you doing? Fine. How you doing? Fine. Because, Scott, when we come home, what do? What's the first thing you do when you pull into the driveway?
You pull into the garage.
You pull into the garage. You click that button. You pull the car in. Garage door shuts. Mm-hmm. We're not all sitting out on the veranda anymore.
Did you say veranda?
Here's what I think. I think Tom Bahali has one, maybe two, just horrible neighbors checking up on their car. I've had that done.
Okay, I have.
I've had people leave a note on my window. I've had someone call codes. Those are just called horrible jerk neighbors. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with the fact I don't believe that he's black. They're just jerks.
And you have to take this into consideration if you're Tom Bahali. There is a strong possibility they know exactly who you are and they're intimidated.
Okay, let me give you another scenario. There's a strong possibility they don't know who he is. Would I know if I was living next door to a Chiefs player?
Oh, word would get around.
I have friends that live next to Lorenzo Cain, okay, when the big, big World Series stuff was going on.
Sure.
Nobody was going over there and knocking on his door.
Because you're under the impression
they just want to be left alone.
That's right.
The one time I heard that any of the children went over there, and I thought this was very sweet, on Halloween, a bunch of the kids went over there and knocked on the door, and I think someone was wearing a Lo Cain jersey, and he gave out full-size candy bars. But nobody's going over there being like, hey, Lo Cain, do you want to hang out?
Right.
Because you would feel like that is their downtime. That is their space.
But I'm thinking about just the five houses that are around me. Jeremy to my right. Sue is moving into the left because I met her last weekend. Larry and Mary, Mike and his wife, who I still don't know her name because she won't talk to me. And then Philip and his son. I can't remember the last time I talked to Philip. I think it was 3 years ago when Maya went to go buy or sell him Girl Scout cookies.
You wave.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, Philip. Hey, Mike. Hey, Larry, Mary, how you doing? And I go into my house. I don't go over and ask them how they're doing.
Here's what I will say. Tom Bahali has to be careful what you ask for, and here's why.
You might get it.
He probably enjoys some anonymity. Doesn't love his neighbors. That's fine. Most people, like I said, pull into the garage and you go about your day. He enjoys right now some level of anonymity. Probably not after these tweets, but whatever. You move into a neighborhood where everyone knows who you are and they all of a sudden all want to be buddy-buddy and they're coming over and grabbing beer out of your fridge. Mm-hmm. That's great for some people. I think for most people, when you get home after a long day, I just want to go inside and take off my shoes, watch some TV.
But did you notice something in these tweets, too? And let me read this part to you. He says, I'm not sure if it's racist. I am black, by the way. The only black person in the cul-de-sac. I've made efforts to wave. He never says, I've gotten off my butt and gone next door to introduce myself.
Well, right when you move in, you do that. But it would be awkward to do it any other time, wouldn't it?
Well, he says he's lived there for 14 years. I would bet most people in that cul-de-sac moved in after him.
Right.
When you're the new person in the neighborhood, you don't go around. They're supposed to come to you.
Right. Like those people that I made them cookies and gave them my plate, and they never said thank you or gave me the plate back.
For example, this new lady just moved in to Bill and Linda's old house. Her name is Sue. She's from St. Louis. The day I saw that she was moving in, because I got word that she was moving in, I went over there with Maya and I said, I just want to introduce myself, welcome you to the neighborhood. My name is Scott. This is my daughter, Maya. Guess what? That's probably basically the last time.
The last interaction you've had with her.
And that's probably the last time we're going to talk.
At least admit, Scott, at least admit this. His experience and worldview and all of his life experience leading up to this point might have him looking through a different lens when people aren't being friendly than you or I would.
So what you're saying is, and I think I'm onto your path here, and it's a good point, he's so used to everywhere he has been, people just flocking onto him.
That when they don't.
And now all of a sudden, you're just Joe Blow living in the cul-de-sac, and people aren't dying to beat down your door anymore. Is that what your argument is?
That's part of it, but I also think part of it is, as a black man, he I'm guessing has had horrible things said to him, maybe things done to him that you or I could not even imagine as white people, and so you tend to view things through that lens. Well, they're not talking to me or waving at me because I'm black. They're turning me into codes because I'm black. Well, I got turned into codes.
Yeah.
That didn't have anything to do with my race.
Yeah. And but also in his life, and maybe he has had some issues in the deep past, you know, that we're not familiar with and can't understand. But he's also walked out of Arrowhead Stadium to his car and been mobbed by people who just wanted to see him and to get his autograph and say, "Tamba Ali, I love you." Yep. And now you're retired. And you're not playing ball anymore, and you're living in a cul-de-sac
Why
in Overland Park,
think, Scott,
and they're not beating down your door.
Why do you think Vince Fuller did not offer up to us on the golf course yesterday that he played for the Tennessee Titans?
Because he didn't think you would know who he was.
Why do you think he didn't offer that up? Don't you just think sometimes if you are a famous professional or former professional athlete, you just want to be left. You just want to go play golf.
You just want to play a game of golf.
I don't want to talk to you about the NFL.
Yeah. But then why do you offer up that his brother played for the Chiefs?
Because I'm from Kansas City.
Why? But he didn't have to offer that up.
He said, "What a season." And I go, "Oh, don't you talk to me about
that." Oh, you found out later that his brother was Kendall Fuller.
He did not offer that up. We started talking about the team. And he said, "You know, it's interesting." Yeah, the coin toss. He goes, That was kind of a bum deal. But he said, "It's interesting. You know, he said, my brother actually plays." And I go, "Plays piano?" He goes, "No, my brother plays for the Chiefs." He did not offer it up, nor did he offer up that he was once a player for the NFL. And I do think it's because most of these guys
just wants to play around
just want to be left alone.
576-7798. Tino, Steve, the others, hang tight. We'll get with everybody in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Dana right here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. What are you waiting for? Get into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit and tell them you're sick and tired of paying tax. Look, tax season is here. You have to pay those taxes. But did you know at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit right now, you don't have to pay sales tax. They will ax your tax when you buy any new or used car. They will pay your sales tax for you. You can save up to $6,000 off MSRP right now on the brand new 2019s. This offer ends soon. On top of all that, they will pay your sales tax for you. I have loved our experience at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. You know, we got our daughter's car there. We got her a used car. She's a newer driver. They'll pay your sales tax for you on a used car as well. Doesn't matter, new or used. And remember, if you buy new, all of those new VWs come with a 6-year, 72,000-mile transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. Hands down, the best warranty on the market today. Head on out to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit, I-470 in Colburn Road, or check out their inventory online. VolkswagenofLeesSummit.com, VWLeesSummit.com.
Sail on down the line, about a half a mile or so, and I don't really want to know.
Commodores. Tino in Kansas City. Maybe. Tino, hello, my friend.
Yeah, hello, in Parks. I really appreciate you talking about this kind of stuff. It's happening in in our state, and we had somebody in our townhome association. For this lady turned in a white lady, and because her license tag wasn't up to date, she had to pay $2,000 because she waited over a year to get her things tagged. But she has a normal job and doesn't make that much money. But she finally got it. But it was one lady turning in another one and actually going to the cars and checking all the cars out. In his case, isn't it when you're going to somebody's property, isn't that trespassing?
Yes.
And yeah, and then what was the object of it? To get him in trouble? To turn him in? And was the license tag out of date or it was in compliance.
Who cares?
But even if it was, yeah. Tino, I guess my point is I don't know that that has as much to do with race as it does the fact that your neighbors around you, when you buy a house, it's a crapshoot. Who you get around you mm-hmm. is a complete crapshoot. Mm-hmm. You could have the nicest people you've ever met in your life, or you could get the I'm calling codes on your car guy.
Let's go to Steve in Payola. Hello, Steve.
Yo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Speaking of neighborhoods in general, what's worse is when the houses on each side of you turn into rentals. You have an unending supply of God knows what come into your neighborhood.
Well, the house Bill and Linda used to live in is now a rental, and I've liked the people they've had. They don't bother me none.
Hasn't been my experience.
Well, that stinks.
Yeah.
Have you talked to the landlord about it?
I don't know who the landlord's out of state. I found out it's in a family trust.
Well, you should be able to get a phone number off of the ownership.
Well, it's not the owner so much as it is the renters.
Have you gone over to talk to them or not?
Yes,
I
have.
Or at least check it out and leave them a note like I do?
Yes, I have. I've got pretty much a go F yourself.
Really?
Nope.
What was the beef that you had with your neighbors?
Just like you, multiple dogs. Not one dog, multiple dogs.
Letting them out early in the morning?
Yep. All out all day long.
All day long?
Yep.
Barking all day long?
Yep.
And you went over and you talked to them about it, and they basically told you where to go?
Yep.
And what'd you say to that?
I left.
Okay. Brother, I don't know what to tell you. That's stinky poo. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, a disgraced Chiefs player finds a new team. That's next.
You know, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future, but the weather has not been good this winter, so I'm sure it's happened to quite a few of you. If and when you do find yourself in a car accident, whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, when it comes time to get your car fixed, remember the name Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. They're the best in the business. I know this because Dale's a personal friend of mine. I've been out there many times. I've watched his crews at work, and they're the best. Here's the number, just in case you ever need it, 816-228-1855. And remember, all the work done at Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.